This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 14th. God's word to you today is the path. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 28, verse 7, and it says, "There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen." This is taken from the King James Version. There is a right path for your life, and only the good shepherd knows that path, which is why he takes us through the process of making and leading, and then leading aright. Yesterday, we said that God respects our choices. Even though God will lead us, he will respect our choices, and he will not force you. But you need to know that every choice has a consequence. All you have the power to do is to make the choice. Once you have made the choice, you do not have the power to determine the consequence. The challenge with us is that we make a choice and then try to change the consequence through prayer and fasting. Sorry, it does not work like that. You need to change the choice. That is what is called restitution. However, while some things can be changed, some other things cannot be changed. When somebody makes a choice, you have to respect the choice, because that is all they can do. It is a God-given right, but they cannot choose the consequence. That is God's prerogative. So when your son has started working and makes a choice of who to marry, please respect his choice and back off, because he is an adult. We have a generation of people that have lived their lives and want to live other people's lives too. You have made your own choices. When your children or siblings make their own choices, respect it. Even God respects our choices, and you are not God. This is why when people choose you, you should appreciate it. When people choose to do life with you, you should love them, respect them, and appreciate them. I say to husbands, never forget that your wife chose to marry you. Unfortunately, some men think their wife is their property. Let every man say, "My wife chose to marry me, and I respect her for that. She made a wise choice." So when somebody chooses to give you their time, to give you their life, to give you a piece of their heart, appreciate it, because they could have given it to somebody else. The danger is that anything you do not appreciate, you will lose. Okay. Vultures have very sharp eyesight, which gives them a huge advantage when it comes to spotting carcasses. However, God is saying, as efficient as having a bird's eye view is, as sharp as the sight of birds and vultures are, there is still a path they have not seen, and that path he knows, and he will lead you through it. If God is your shepherd, you can never be stranded. Never be stranded. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. And all I have to do is follow. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.